हरे 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 कृष्णा यू ऑल वेलकम श्री श्री राधा गोविंद देव जी टेम्पल कोलकाता फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 29 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड टास्क बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन बरहित So before we start this verse, just the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in 31 chapters, there are four sections. First section is first seven chapter. First seven chapter is first section, in which the prominent subject matter is yajna and for its fulfillment Lord Vishnu has to be pleased and if we offend Vaishnava it will never materialize that is this first seven chapter Daksha Yajna, offense to Param Vaishnava Shiva, no result till Lord Vishnu appears. So any dharmic, even activity, until it is meant to satisfy Vishnu, there is no result. And usually it is because of offenses we don't get result. The next five chapter, even if you need anything in this material world, approach Supreme Lord, Guru Maharaj, Artha Arthi Bhakta. You wanted something, but the beauty of this five chapter is this: even if you go for something material in kingdom, if you go to the Supreme Lord, in the process, the desire is purified. And when it is the time to get it, you don't need it. That is the beauty. If you go to some other demigod, then you will get it and then you will enjoy it and then you will suffer also. So enjoy, usually ends up in suffering. But in this process, if we go to Supreme Lord, in the process, the heart is purified. And when the desire is just in front of you, you don't want it. Then 11 chapters is Prithu Maharaj. He wanted to fulfill desire of all the living entities. Prithu Maharaj. Then there is a Prithu Maharaj who is one of the incarnations. Partial. 11 chapters is Prithu Maharaj. Though he was doing yajna, 100 yajna, sata kurtu. Sata means 100, kurtu means yajna. Anybody who does 100 yajna, he is like Indra. At 99 yajna, Indra was disturbing his yajna. And when advised by superior authority of the material world, he stopped doing yajna. So following authority, even acting as an incarnation, he followed the authority. And the result is, again Lord Vishnu appeared. When he forgave to Indra, Lord Vishnu appeared. So even whatever desire you want to be fulfilled, it still you need. And the last 8th chapter is direct instruction of Narada to the person who is in ritualistic activities for liberation. 8 chapters is this subject matter which we are discussing now. So total altogether there are 31 chapters in the 4th canto, 7, 5, 11 and 8. This is the overview, and usually it is called, I think Prabhupada says, secondary creation, tertiary creation. The subject matter of Bhagavatam is Visarga, Sarga, Visarga. The mostly things are concerning Visarga. So in a in a descendant of Prithu Maharaj, there was a great king, Prachin Barhit. Prachin Barhit was a great king, descendant of Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj is coming in the line of Dhruva Maharaj. So this is the lineage, Dhruva Maharaj. And the whole subject matter is, we are discussing the descendant of Swayambhu Manu's first son, Uttanapada. Uttanapada, Dhruva, and Dhruva, Prithu Maharaj, Prachin Barhit, and up till Prishyata it ends. Fourth canto is start with the next son's descendants. You know, the overall view, you know what we are discussing. So Prachin Barhit, a king who was very much interested in ritualistic activities, and as yesterday we heard Maharaj saying very, very interestingly, that Narad Muni, out of causeless mercy, he approached Prachin Barhit. Why he approached sometimes? Because he was descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. Anybody who is doing some devotional service here, his descendant get benefit, unlimited benefit. So that's sometimes why Bakasurs, why Aghasurs soul enter into the Krishna, where he is brother of Putana. And Putana went Krishna to bless, to feed him breastfeed, and Krishna gave him the highest liberation of being mother. So because one devotee did little service, even the rest of the people get a great benefit out of that. So out of causeless mercy, because he is descendant of Dhruva Maharaj, great devotee, so Narada approached him. But when he was speaking in the story of Puranjan, which you have discussed almost for the last 2-3 months. Puranjan. Pura means city, Ranjan means enjoying within the city. Puranjan, Kanpur, Nagpur, Pur means city. Ye Nagpur, ye Kanpur. Is it Kanpur? Like we are city Kanpur, and here in Hindi they call Kan. This is Kanpur. Pur means city with different gates. So this is the city Pur, in which Puranjan is enjoying. Ranjan means enjoying. Brajajan Ranjan, one who gives pleasure to the Brajavasis. Ranjan means give pleasure. So who is enjoying within the body? Puranjan, soul. What causes that soul to be really attached to, through which first connection soul enters into this body to enjoy? Puranjani. Puranjani is intelligence. Intelligence, buddhi. Puranjani. And he get tied up with him. That's what the whole story goes. And yesterday Maharaj said very nice thing. After 90 verses, 90, speaking Narada about all this, and Prachin Barhit, I don't understand what did you say, my dear sir. But Narada did not get at all disturbed. He, out of mercy, tried to enlighten him. So what we have to learn from this episode of Narada is, many times we speak with, but people don't understand. That doesn't mean that we stop speaking. Even if they say, I don't understand, you try to make him understand. So tolerance is one of the most important qualification of a preacher. Tolerance. Not agitated very easily. Even smiling. No problem. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Bhuya eva mahabaho shranome parma. Again listen from me. Again listen. If you don't listen, you ask. Until unless you are satisfied, you have right to ask. So to be listener, best to be preacher is one who is best listener. But then Narada Muni is explaining what
he said, and when he understood, yes, now I understand what you are saying, then Narada thought, now he is the right candidate. Because until unless you ask, the preacher don't know you are interested or not. So Prasanna said, I don't understand. It means he was listening and he did not understand. If you don't ask, it means I don't know whether you are understanding or not. It's very interesting. If you ask question, it gives preacher more enthusiasm to explain things. And the best preacher is one who gives always things in nutshell. And when you give things in nutshell, people will become inquisitive. And when they ask, then you explain, and then they will be more interested. This is what the whole Bhagavad Gita is. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called? Bhagavad Gita in? Summarize. And then Arjuna asks many questions, and then Bhagavad Gita explains. And in the end, last chapter is called summary. Bhagavad Gita again. The last chapter, what is the name of last chapter we call? Importance of the Gita summarized. So, the good preacher gives something in a sutra and people become inquisitive. What is further in this? And he will ask question. When he asks question, then he remembers. Then he is interested no more. And this is only, I think, Srila Prabhupada started this method of preaching. So anybody has any question? Nobody else says in Prabhupada any question. So this methodology Prabhupada started. Any question? When you ask, it means you are interested. It means you want to know something. So this is the best teacher as a Krishna when he is speaking Bhagavad Gita. He said something in a sutra form. Adibhutam, Adiyagya, he said 8 words, and Arjuna has to ask immediately, Chintan Brahmkat, Kim Adhyatman. And then Krishna has to explain the whole thing. And then again in the end you give the summary, what important thing you want to give. That's the methodology here. And Narada is doing the same thing. But now, yesterday as we heard, Narada said, in this world everybody is dreaming. They are in dream, a big dream. Dream is not true and it is also true. It is not true means in a dream it is all, everything is made up by mind. But it is made up of the things which you know already. Like Prabhupada sometimes writes, if there is in a dream you see the golden mountain, then there cannot be golden mountain here generally, but there is a golden, there is a mountain. So these two things exist, but golden mountain may not be there. So dream actually means it is not true, but it is also true. So in this world we are living in a big dream, a daydream. So what are the suffering of the dream? How the suffering of the dream can be stopped? When we wake up, jiva jago, jiva jago. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying, get out of your dream. In a daytime. Now as a doctor, preacher is also a doctor. What is the function of doctor? To diagnose the disease and then give the prescription. Only you tell somebody that you have this disease, go now. Is there any benefit? Any benefit of going to the doctor, getting your diagnosis done but no treatment, is there any benefit? So Narasimha has diagnosed the disease of Prachin Bharit. That you are doing all this karam khand, all these animal sacrifices, which is according to the Vedas, very nice, but you will go to the heavenly planet, again you will come down, again you have to repay to all the animals, they are waiting to take their, what is called, they are revenge from you because you have killed them. So he diagnosed his disease. Now he is giving medicine. Today he is giving medicine. In this verse, he is prescribing the method by which he can be relieved from his dream disease condition. Method. If we say this material world is place of suffering, then we tell them how they can be happy. Only telling it is suffering is not a preaching. How to become happy, getting out of this unhappy condition, that part is most important part of the preacher's main objective. So here today we are reading the prescription given by Narad Muni to Prachin Varhit. That what if you continue like this, what will happen? And if you want to stop, then what you have to do? So there are two verses together, one verse is on the blackboard, so let us read the first verse. Athātmano artha bhūtasya yato anarartha parampara saṃśrutistada vyavachedo bhaktya paramaya gurau. So this is the first verse. The next verse is Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahita Sadhari Chanena Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Janyashyati. So first verse again. Atha atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara saṃkṣiptistada vyavichedo bhaktya paramaya gurau. Anybody repeats? Now I cannot Maharaj, any devotee? Koi padho bhai. Atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara bhaktaya paramaya gurau. Atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara bhaktaya paramaya gurau. Atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara saṃkṣiptistada avacchedo bhaktaya paramaya. Atha therefore. Atha means therefore. Therefore means as related to the previous verse. Previous verse means dreaming person seeing tiger and very much afraid, but until unless he wakes up he cannot be relieved from that suffering. So atha therefore ātmanaḥ of the living entity artha bhutasya having his real interest yataha pramuch anartha of all unwanted things parampara series one after another saṃśrutaha material existence tat of that vyavichedaha stopping bhaktya by devotional service paramaya unalloyed gurau unto Supreme Lord are his representative. This is the first verse. Okay? The next verse is Vasudeve. Vasudeva. भगवती सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड भक्ति योग डिवोशनल सर्विस समाहित अप्लाइड सदरीचरेण कंप्लीटली वैराग्यम डिटैचमेंट ज्ञानम फुल नॉलेज च एंड जनयिष्यति विल कास्ट बिकम मैनिफेस्ट. सो व्हाट इज फर्स्ट पार्ट इज द रियल इंटरेस्ट ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटी इज टू गेट आउट ऑफ निजेंस दैट कॉजेज हिम टू एंड्योर रिपीटेड बर्थ एंड डेथ. The real interest of the living entity. Living entity, you think real estate of me. We are living entity, okay? It is not for other somebody else. My real interest is, it is the me, you apply it to yourself. My real interest is, the real interest of the living entity means, everybody should consider, my real interest is to get out of the nuisance of that cause. Which nuisance? That cause one to endure repeated birth and death. So what is the real interest of a person? To get out of the repeated birth and death. Okay? The only remedy. It means there is no shortcut, there is no other chance, there is no other way. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. So first is the disease, second is the diagnosis. First is the diagnosis, second is the treatment. Is okay? Diagnosis is that we are suffering in this birth and death parampara. Birth and death parampara. It's called, this is it, unearth parampara. It's called unearth parampara. And we have to go into the another parampara to get out of this unearth parampara. Huh? Earth parampara. So we have to go to one parampara is suffering, other parampara is getting out of suffering. So first we have to stop repeated birth and death. How to do it? The only remedy, okay? Unless one renders devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached. What is completely detached? Why is completely? Incompletely detached. How can that be incompletely detached? The word used here, there are two words. Via Vichedo, and below is another word, Sadricharena. Both means complete, total. Why these words are used here? Because incomplete means worshipping all these demigods. This is incomplete, it's not complete. Even Brahma, Paramatmati is incomplete, it's not complete. So here word is Bhagavan. Bhagavata, Vasudeva, Bhagavati. It's not Paramatma, it's not Brahma. It's Bhagavan. Complete means Bhagavan, like when we say Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is complete. All other are partially complete. So that is the meaning of this word. Unless one renders devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached from the material world. Completely detached from material world. So how is partially? It means partially detached from material world means he may give up this material planet, will go to the heavenly planet to enjoy. So he is still attached, partially attached to the heavenly planet. So that is completely detached, detachment. And this complete detachment is the meaning of vairagyam. Vairagyam. Which means, vairagya means, one is vairagya, detachment. But the another meaning is vishesha raga. Vishesha raga. The special attachment to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the another meaning of vairagya.
Material detachment can only be had when we have spiritual attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. And this bhakti creeper, and who will give this medicine? Who will give this medicine? Nivartat rishai upagi amanaya bhavaushadi manodhirama. This is a beautiful verse in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The treatment, oshadi means medicine. Medicine for bhava roga, sansirta. Here word sansirta, there is a word sansirta here. Sansirta means material existence. Sansara. Sansara, sansirta, one and same thing. It's called bhava. In Sanskrit it's called bhava. Sansara is also called bhava. Means repeated birth and death. Bhava sagar. Oshadi, what is the medicine for that? Shrota, hearing. What hearing? Krishna Katha. From whom? Nivarta Trichai. Very detached person, completely detached person. Nivarta, there is also the word is Nivarta Trichai. Trichai means desires. One who is free from all material desires. If that person speaks Krishna Katha, that will purify the heart. I was telling somewhere something like this. There are so many kathas going everywhere. Bhagavat katha, this katha, Ramayan katha. But the problem is that there is not a person who is nivarta trishai. The person is not detached from all material desires. He has his many desires to be fulfilled by that katha. So how can the other people's desire can be completely stopped? No, he is himself. So I just, one thing came into my mind. Is there any mall here called ISKCON Mall? In North India there are many malls. People have made big malls. Big supermarkets. They are called ISKCON Mall. ISKCON. That's called ISKCON Mall. I said, all these kathas are ISKCON Mall, where there is no K means Krishna. Only you go and buy something and come out. They are ISKCON Mall, but without Krishna. There is no Krishna there. All these kathas are also ISKCON Mall. They are also called katha. Bhagavat katha, but no Krishna. Because they have desires. In Ahmedabad, there is the next door to us is ISKCON Mall. I heard in Surat there was a big ISKCON Mall. But there is no K. ISKCON. No K. And whole importance is K. Krishna. There is no Krishna and everything is there. So there is the purpose. Nor can he be possibly manifest real knowledge. That's called jnanam. The two words in the next verse is vairagyam jnanam. Vairag means to give up material world and jnan means to know Krishna. Jnan means, and what is the real meaning of the jnan? Janma karam cha me devyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti su arjuna. That is the meaning of real jnana. Because here purpose is to get out of the repeated birth and death. So real jnana is one by which one gets out of that. There is real knowledge. And another verse from Bhagavad Gita to support this statement is Bhavunam janmanamante jnanman mam prapadya vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatmasu durlabha vasudeva sarvamiti. After many lifetimes, jnanis, they come to this conclusion, Vasudeva is everything. They surrender to him. That mahatma is very rare. Very rare. So you are very rare persons on this planet who has taken to Krishna consciousness. You are very rare persons. So take it seriously. It's Mahaprabhu when he's speaking to Rupa Goswami, say, innumerable living entities are wandering in different planetary systems. And out of that, very rare is human form. And among the human form, mostly people are uncivilized. Those who are civilized, almost half of them just call that we know, but they don't do anything. The remaining half, most of them are karmanishth. They are only interested in what Prachin Bharat is doing. Most of them are doing what Prachin Bharat is doing, karmanishth. Karmakanda.
all different rituals incomplete.
Among koti karma nishta madhya eka jnani shrestha, only one jnani is shrestha. He is extraordinary among many, many, many karma nishta.
Koti jnani nishta madhya eka mukta jana.
Really one is liberated.
And koti mukta jana
durlabha eka krishna bhakta. Durlabha. Only word durlabha is in krishna bhakta. So, you all are very special souls as per parameters set by Mahaprabhu. Rare Krishna Bhakta. So, we should really be very serious in our practice of Krishna consciousness because we are real interest, we know the real interest of our existence. It means what the rest of the world is doing. They are not knowing the real interest of their life.
And what Mahaprabhu said, Janam Sarthak Kari, what Mahaprabhu said, means you know your real interest in life. That is the purpose of Janam Sarthak Kari. And when you know it, then kar parupakar, then go and deliver this to other people. That is perfection of life.
So Srila Prabhupada starts forward by saying, this is the way to become detached from artificial material condition.
Condition only singular. One sentence, Prabhupada.
This is the way.
What is that way?
Through spiritual master worshipping Krishna. This is the way.
This is the way to become detached from artificial material condition. What is artificial means?
Artificial.
Dream is something artificial, as the things which we just discussed is dream. So dream is something artificial.
So jewelry is artificial. You know artificial jewelry?
It looks like the real, but it's not real.
Jewelry?
The real jewelry shops are very less and well protected. The artificial jewelry is everywhere, all around. Even at the roadside, you can sell artificial jewelry.
So artificial and real, you understand?
So artificial material, the word for opposite, artificial material condition.
This is the way.
And what is the way for opposite? Next line.
The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness.
The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness and constantly engage.
Take to Krishna consciousness, what this means?
What it means? Next line.
Constantly engage in devotional service of Lord Vasudev, Supreme Personality of the Godhead.
So not taking to Krishna consciousness, taking initiation and then going and doing everything whatever I like.
No.
Constantly engage in devotional.
Each word has,
if you distribute my books throughout your life, you will go to back to Godhead.
Throughout your life is most important.
Throughout your life.
One line, but it has a it is a very deep meaning throughout your life.
Constantly engage.
Only remedy is Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness, many people say, I am Krishna conscious, that's what is the problem.
But are you engaged in devotional service?
I don't know what is that.
I think bhakti translated as loving devotional service, Prabhupada has translated bhakti as loving devotional service.
Nobody has used the word service for bhakti before.
Bhakti, Prabhupada has translated service, devotional service,
and which implies loving devotional service.
Bhakti, so
only remedy to get out of the artificial life.
It means those who are not engaged in Krishna conscious bhakti
seva activities, they are all living artificial life. Is it otherwise? It's a positive way of saying things. But the otherwise, what you have to say? Everybody is living in dream. Everybody is living artificial life. Except those who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. Is it clear? Will this qualify Mahaprabhu's statement? Koti koti madhya ev Krishna bhakta durlabh. Is it right? Is it qualify Krishna's statement? Manishwanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhe yatatam ki siddhanam kashchin mamveti tatvata. The same thing. Of many thousands, only one rare soul who is practicing Krishna consciousness. Is it right? What Krishna says, same thing Mahaprabhu is saying. Krishna and Mahaprabhu are not different. They are saying the same thing. So whole world is living artificial life. It is the meaning of this one sentence. Whole world is living in artificial life. It means they are living in dream. I will earn this, then I will make this palace, I will buy this flat, I will get this car. And then God, Supreme Lord called Yamraj and asking, Ja means go, Paan La, bring a betel nut. In Hindi you say, Ja Paan La. And Yamraj went and he brought the whole Japan. Ja Paan. Ja Paan La. But if you say Ja means go, and Paan La means bring the betel nut. But in Hindi you say Ja Paan La. And the agents of the Yamraj understood, go and bring Japan. Whole Japan they brought. So in 1 minute, whole Japan becomes here. Overnight dream is over. I said in few minutes dream is over. Tsunami, so many people died. Over a minute. You understand? There's a dream or not dream. That's what the dream is called. Now awaken, everything is finished. This is, everybody is living in an artificial life. Artificial life. The one word Srila Prabhupada said, but it has a very profound meaning. So real life is Krishna consciousness, but Krishna consciousness engaged constantly in devotional service. It's a very interesting word. Constantly, how can we constantly be engaged in devotional service? Mata karma kin mata paramo but bhakta sanga varjitaha. This is the last verse of 11th chapter, which is the way to become constantly engaged in Krishna. Mat karma, do work for me with your body. Mat parma, with your mind, consider me the goal of your life. Mat bhakta, and love me. Three activities of body, mind and heart. With body work for me, with mind think me the goal of life, and with your heart love me. In this world, we work for one person, we have a second goal and we love third person. So Krishna does not want that type of bhakti. Work for me, consider me the goal of your life and love me. One person only. And two things for the world. What are the two words? Nirvaira sarva bhuteshu. Now before that, sanga varjita. Sanga varjita. Get yourself away from all unwanted associations. So then I should hate all the people? No. No, don't do that. Nirvaira sarva bhuteshu. Don't have enmity with anybody. But don't associate with them. The very technical words. Everything when Krishna speaks, he also said, paramaya, bhaktiya, paramaya. Not ordinary bhakti. Paramaya bhakti. Unalloyed devotional service. Only bhakti could be any bhakti, but unalloyed. Unalloyed means not bhakti of anybody else. Ananya bhakti. No anya, not of anybody else, except Vasudev. So Krishna could have said bhaktiya. No, ananya bhaktiya. Paramaya bhaktiya. Supreme. Unalloyed devotion only to Krishna, not anything else. Why this way Narada Muni is speaking? Because Prachin Varis is doing his worship to so many other different demigods with different names. So he's saying, no, this devotion is not a devotion. This is avivasaya atmika buddhi. It is many branches. It will not lead to the goal. So, Srila Prabhupada writes the next sentence, everyone is trying to be happy in this world. Everyone is trying to be happy in this world. Is okay? And the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. The process applied, adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. I want to be happy, and process I applied is to earn some money, and that is my self-interest. That is the whole world is like this. I want to be happy. So what I should do? I should do some business, I should do some service. What will I get? I will get money, and that is my self-interest. That's what the whole world is like. Is it okay? This is the way the whole world is going. To be happy, something we are doing in this world, to be happy. And that is our self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul hovering within this material world does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva. Unfortunately, durbhagyase, people don't know their self-interest is Vasudeva. Vasudeva ruchi, katha ruchi. If we don't have developed taste for Vasudeva katha, all the endeavors are charam eva hi kevalam. All our endeavors just useless if they are not really giving us the opportunity to have taste for Vasudeva katha. Ruchi. You know what is the meaning of ruchi? Ruchi means so much pleasure that I don't want to leave it. Ruchi. So unfortunately people don't know this, that what is their self-interest. Sankshapti, our material existence, begins with illusion, bodily conception. So what, that sentence is over. What is the self-interest? Vasudev. What is the self-interest of the other people? Bodily concept of life. This is the other part of this. So, samsarti or materialization begins with the illusion bodily conception of life. And on the basis of this conception, there ensues a series of unwanted things. Anartha parampara. Anartha parampara. What about that good story Prabhupada used to tell? Sadhu went for nice bhajan and he was having only one coupon and he was drawing the coupon and the rate was taking the coupon and he got this coupon and then he wanted somebody to donate the cat to chase the rate and then for cat meow meow he wanted some cow and for milking cow he needed ultimately wife. That is called parampara. Anartha parampara. This is anartha parampara. For one piece of cloth, he ended up into the house which he had left earlier. That's called anartha parampara. This story we know. We know this old story. There is anartha parampara. It's a parampara. After one, other, two, three, it go back there. This is a parampara. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Only if we just have one desire, little separate from Krishna, then this parampara is start automatically. This is anartha parampara. So many things after one after other thing. This is, they come in circle. You don't desire that it will come.